worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
This is America! Say it, stupid!
Kara.
Epstein didn't kill himself.
Mickey.
I have no idea what's going on.
And Lazy E.
I'm the fat kid and I want cake.
It's the best mistake ever. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Things just get weirder and weirder and weirder thanks to the coronavirus. Welcome to another brand new episode of A Freak Accident. I am Crisco, and this is like, I feel like I'm back in radio right now because I'm sitting in a room by myself just staring at my CDs. But luckily, the other three members of the show, the other three co-hosts are here. They are just remotely connected via Skype. So we've got Lazy E in the house.
I'm not wearing any pants.
Nobody is. That's the whole joy of quarantine. Clothing optional.
This is great.
Yeah, we've also got Kara giggling away, of course, as you can hear.
Yeah, because on the opposite end, I put an extra shirt on just to get on Skype.
Oh, well, that's very, very much appreciated. Yeah. And by the way, is your pupper gonna be a co-host on the show as well this week?
Most likely. He's very busy.
What is the doggo's name, by the way?
Timmy,
and he's like golden.
Timmy.
He's a golden doodle, right?
Golden doodle.
Nice.
Yep.
Nice. He's friggin' adorable. That's why I don't mind when he barks. You know, even though it makes us into that podcast, as we've talked about, I don't mind hearing from him. He's got good input. Mickey is here as well. Say hello, Mickey.
Hi.
And Mickey is actually, now the listeners can't see this, but we've got the Skype call going and I can actually see everybody on video. And Mickey is like in a hazmat suit with a mask on, but it's not because of coronavirus. No, it is instead because she is working on Easter props for an Easter egg hunt that is also going to be happening via like live stream, right? That's the big plan?
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. So
she looks like a mad scientist in her image. Like if she backs away, it looks like she's got like a lab coat on, and you know, like I said, she's got the mask on, like the painter's mask, you know, which that is an N95. So you're definitely getting virus through that, by the way.
Yep.
Well,
I have an N95. If people would stop buying everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
You know, hello nurse at their doctor's office. Somebody came in. Somebody who knows one of the doctors and delivered like a pack of N95 masks, like just for them. And they like put it in a safe or something and locked it because like it's like a precious commodity these days.
Jeez.
Yeah. But the website is afreakaccident.com. And we've still got our shirts for sale. And as far as I'm concerned, they aren't manufactured in China. And they also are not covered in coronavirus. In fact, you can buy one and you can sew yourself a mask out of it. In fact, I don't know why we haven't started manufacturing face masks yet with the Freak Accident logo
the
front. I feel like we're missing out. But you can visit the shop section of the website to get that. And don't forget to send an email to freaks@afreakaccident.com. We would love to hear from you. I'll tell you what. I am just grateful for technology existing that gives us the ability to still do this show and quasi get together even despite social distancing and all that.
Yeah, it's true.
This is how people are going to be hanging out like every weekend for the next couple months.
Yeah. I mean, that says how people are working. People are doing stuff on Zoom and things like that. And, you know, the thing is with this, you know, last week we actually still had Mickey here with me in studio in person. But since then, here in Pennsylvania, and actually just today, it was expanded to the entire state. We got that whole shelter-in-place order that came down on us. So we are all stuck in our homes. We can't go out unless it's to, I guess, retrieve a necessity, right? That's basically it. Like, you can go get food, and that's it. You got to go right back home.
Yep.
Yeah, makes what they say.
No, like, leisurely travel or anything. Or if you're Mickey, you get to go have mad science experiments at the skate park.
That's
no, good. No input from Mickey. Okay. So
she's too busy.
Yeah, she's.
So some things haven't changed.
Yeah, no, nothing's changed on that front. I love the fact that this is like Mickey's perfect world, where she gets to still do whatever she wants, and then she doesn't really need to pay attention. But like every once in a while, she can stick her face into the camera and sneer, and then just go back to making things out of styrofoam.
Well, I'm trying to talk, but because of the delay, it makes it a little difficult.
Oh, okay. That's going to be her excuse now.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your brain is on a delay.
Yeah.
Now we're looking at the ceiling. What's happening?
She's just like, she's dropping things. She's moving all around. You know, I mean, I'm ready for somebody to come in and deliver a clothesline to her halfway through. Like she just randomly stumbled into a wrestling ring. Like, who knows what might happen? I know Murderer was floating around earlier.
Chris, did your shirt say Superstars?
Yeah, it's a thing. It came
Is that
from...
a coronavirus shirt?
Yes. I am the coronavirus superstar. But
Superstars.
Yeah.
The team is blocked out by your cord.
But we are we are locked away in our homes though. But luckily we have the ability to get together using Skype, so we can still do the show. Although, you know, this is now the worst podcast I have ever heard, because that's the thing. You can have some people who are there together live and like one or two people on Skype, but now the whole show is on Skype, and I'm not dealing with it really well.
Yeah.
Well,
oh,
show over.
Yeah, all right, yeah. Pack it up. It's finished. I am glad to see you guys. How are you guys all doing with the quarantine? Are you going nuts yet?
Yes.
Well, that's easy for you to say, though. You're still working from home, right? Like, they still have you streaming your radio show from your living room or whatever, right?
Yeah, no, everything is from home. But what I didn't realize is how difficult it is to work from home.
Oh, yeah, I suppose so. Mm-hmm. Now, did they give you like a laptop that connects to the VPN, or did you have to connect to it on your own laptop?
They gave me a full desktop. I have a full studio right now.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, that's cool, though. But, yeah, so what is it about working from home that makes it so difficult for you that you're not into?
It sounds so stupid, but not having two screens.
Oh, well, dude, no, that is nothing to you know, turn your nose up at. Two screens is, like, incredible in terms of how much it gives you the ability to multitask, you know, when you're working on something. So no, I definitely feel that.
Yeah. That and not seeing humans besides, you know, my fiance and the cats.
The human cats.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's weird. He's got people from the movie Cats living in his house. I don't even want to think about that. Jeez. Yeah, I mean, for me, it's been like, you know, Hello Nurse, actually, because she works in a doctor's office. You know, she's not at a hospital, thankfully, but they've actually had a dearth of people coming in. Like, people have been they've been skipping their appointments, canceling, rescheduling, or whatever. So she actually and all her other coworkers had their hours cut back. So it's just like, so she was actually home today. The both of us were home together, so it was like the first day that I've actually had in a little while, besides like the weekends, of course, where I, you know, actually had company in the house, which was like nice. You know, and it's like I go out for walks around my neighborhood, and like I see my neighbors, and it's like you just give like the solemn wave, you know, because you got to stay so many feet apart and everything. It's like one day I will shake your hand again, sir, but it is not this day. Mickey obviously is busy doing arts and crafts. How's your quarantine going? It looks like it's going great.
I'm highly entertained.
Well, Mickey despises human beings, so this is like exactly what she's been, you know, preparing for her entire life.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Now, how many? Now,
I mean, it's going well.
How many more props do you have to build?
I mean, this is pretty much the last of it. I'm working on the cave that we're going to have. So this is like the most difficult out of all of them. Everything else is almost done. I just got to put like the basics on them.
Gotcha. Well, you know, when I think of Easter, I always think of the festive Easter cave.
I mean, technically, Jesus came out of a cave when he was resurrected. So that is in line with Orthodox Christianity. There, that's not totally out of bounds. If it was like,
yeah, that's where, but she's having the bunny too, so it just doesn't work.
The Easter, yeah. If she had like palm trees or something, that would be weird. Like the Easter palm tree, that's something. That would be something new.
They'd probably do that down in Florida.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. That in Florida now is also under stay-at-home quarantine too. Finally, like you sure waited long enough to drop that.
Yeah, really.
Kara, how are you doing? I know the bowling alley is still doing food, which I learned. But how are you doing otherwise?
Yeah, we're still doing food. I'm not working a whole lot. Like I said, Golfer works from home anyway, so we're home all day, every day together.
Now, what does he do?
Tell you what, if we make it. Good.
What does Golfer do for work?
Oh, he is considered essential. They work in food services.
Okay.
So he is the VP of service for a juice company.
Oh, all right.
So he has to still send people out to nursing homes and prisons and, well, not schools now because they're closed, but places that are still open, they're still hospitals, things like that. They have to send their service techs into there.
Sure.
To fix machines if something's going wrong or whatever. So they're considered essential.
Well, yeah, I mean, people need their juice. You got a juice.
That's right.
The juice. We're all quarantined.
Mickey, whatever you're doing on camera, please stop that. Because it looks bad.
I wasn't even paying attention.
Do you want me to shake the can in front of the camera?
There you go. That's better.
Oh, it was the motion. It was the motion of the arm that was conveniently off screen, out of frame. And it was the motion. These motions are distracting. But well, that's good.
But
so
anyway.
we're all quarantined, but in Golfer's case, the juice is loose. You're welcome. Yep. So I mean, now I gotta ask you guys this, because Hello Nurse and I, with our day here together, we actually were able to, you know, we went out and we got lunch for, you know, takeout from a place to bring home and eat, because we are still trying to throw money at private businesses that are still open to help them get through all this. But yeah, just on a whim, I was like, let's stop into the bargain outlet and see if they've got, you know, we managed to get a pack of toilet paper, just a small pack. We didn't go overboard with a 500 roll pack or anything, but we got a small pack of toilet paper, and we were able to find the last two bottles of hand sanitizer on the shelf. So I feel I'm ready to start the bidding. Anytime anybody wants to email freaksandfreakaccident.com, get the highest bid, we'll get a bottle of this precious hand sanitizer. We'll be ready to go. We haven't been hoarding anything. We've been doing our grocery shopping every week. We've been getting what we need for that week and then just taking it home. We haven't been buying weeks and weeks and weeks in advance. But I wanted to ask, what about you guys? Are you guys doing anything different? Has there been anything that you've gone out and bought, or you're hoarding through this whole thing?
I wouldn't say we're hoarding, but we're we definitely shopped ahead of time. So we have everything we need. We don't have to go to the store for a couple weeks, really.
Nice. Now, the stuff that you bought, though, it's not perishable items, right?
No, we use the freezer to get through a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Mickey's dead. She just fell.
Ah, finally. But that's something that I found out. Somebody had posted a report from sanitation workers, or not sanitation workers, but like the people who collect garbage. And they had said that the amount of garbage that they were picking up at homes was way higher than normal, and it's because people were throwing out lots of uneaten fruit, uneaten vegetables, right. Other things that have gone bad or reached their expiration date, like boxes of stuff that just wasn't opened. And it's because people are going out and buying things, but they're not considering the fact that, like, not everything is shelf stable. And so then they're buying 5 weeks worth of stuff, and then in 2 weeks they got to throw half of it out because they haven't bothered to use it.
Yeah,
is it that, or is it also the fact that a lot of us eat at home or at work, and now we're eating at home because we're stuck at home?
I mean, I guess it would depend. That could have something to do with it. You know, the number of people who I guess would order lunch from somewhere, or if they have a work that has a cafeteria versus bringing like a bagged lunch or something like that. That might have something to do with it, but. The way they were describing it, though, they were saying that it was a lot of just pure waste, like just stuff was going to waste because people weren't using it in an efficient manner.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now we used this time period to try to eat better. We went on, you heard of Nutrisystem, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Osmond's whatever wife or the Osmond sister. So we ordered that. They had a special, buy 1 month, get it a second month free. So we got 2 months of food for what it would cost us to go to the grocery store for 1 week.
Oh, nice.
So we have stuff on the shelf. We have stuff in the freezer. And then we just occasionally go out, like, if we need to get a couple vegetables to supplement or something, or, like, another pack of Corona seltzers or something essential.
I mean, yeah, it's to me, it's just, it's the most annoying thing about this whole thing is the fact that, like, you know, the supply chains, thankfully, you know, people like Golfer, you know, and other people who are involved with, like, restocking and repair and things like that. Like, the supply chains are still moving. Like, food is still being delivered. Yep. But people are going out and buying, like, that's going to suddenly stop. And I don't know why that's a thing that's happening. I mean, and then, like, on top of that, like I said, like, you know, buy all the bananas. Sure, bananas last for, like, a couple of days, and then they go bad. Like, yeah. You can buy 50 yeah. bunches of bananas. You're going to just have a lot of bananas to throw out at the end of that week. But, I mean, I was looking at this this list that was compiled from some different places online, Instagram, BuzzFeed, places like that. Some of the more interesting things that people were stocking up on to hoard. One was, like, ketchup. Somebody had hoarded 8 gigantic Uh-oh. Containers of ketchup.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Well, you eat ketchup with everything, though.
I eat ketchup on ketchup.
That's even as a shirt that says that.
Oh, I do.
Of course. Everybody has suddenly decided that Chef Boyardee is a must-have because, like, their stock has gone up. Yeah, like, nobody's eaten Chef Boyardee since the 90s, but all of a sudden everybody's stockpiling it.
I did notice those missing from the grocery store.
Yeah. And here's another one, eggs. People, I don't know what it is about eggs. People have been buying a whole bunch of eggs and milk and bread, too. Both are things that go bad. So... You know, and it's not like everybody has an industrial-sized freezer in their house. You're talking like that little cube on top of your fridge in most cases to store stuff to hope it doesn't go bad. Like, you're not storing 100 loaves of bread. 3 tubs sure. of hummus, even though no one in the family eats it. See, that's just wasteful.
That is wasteful.
People are stockpiling things like quinoa. I think quinoa is actually shelf-stable, though.
I think it depends on how you get it.
I guess, yeah. And this is Lazy E, you'll appreciate this. Remember that old Family Guy bit where that one Peter was shopping for that one lady, and he's like, "What is this? A pallet of something?" This person has stockpiled a case of spam.
Oh, yuck.
A whole...
What is a case?
I don't know what that constitutes. That's my thing. Is that like... I'm picturing, like, a crate, like the kind of crate that the Ark of the Covenant was in Indiana Jones, and it's just filled with cans of spam.
I'm picturing a suitcase for spam.
It's like in those movies when, like, somebody's handing off cash to somebody, they open the suitcase, and it's just a bunch of spam in there.
Exactly.
This person says, quote, an uncomfortable amount of pistachios. I don't know. I don't know when it crosses the line from comfort into discomfort. Now, dozens of boxes of condoms for some reason.
Well, I mean, that's not a terrible idea.
I guess it all depends if you're trying to prevent something. Or if you think you can get coronavirus through that way. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
32 mini packets of yeast to make bread, even though they've never made bread. That's something that I've heard. People are stockpiling yeast, but how many people actually know how to put a loaf of bread together from scratch?
Very few people.
And then we've got 4 years worth of mayonnaise. I love mayonnaise, but 4 years worth, that seems excessive, even to me. I don't know.
Yeah, and I don't think it has the shelf life to last 4 years.
I would doubt that. I would probably be with you on that. But we haven't hoarded anything, even toilet paper. We haven't been doing that. You know, we got enough to just get us through another month, which is what we normally buy it for. But I don't get people like hoarding it for long periods of time. That to me just seems anything really hoarding it. Like, it's not like society's collapsing, at least not yet. You know, if they keep us locked up any longer, when we're finally all able to go outside, we might be a bit ravenous and animalistic. But until then, I think we'll be okay.
I'm just picturing now when the quarantine's over, everybody running outside, someone rips someone's head off.
Yeah. We just come out like foaming at the mouth, like, finally,
the sky.
I'm going to visit every bar that has ever been in existence in this area, and I'm going to do it all in one night just because I can. Yeah. I'm sitting in the movies for 3 straight days. we hope our listeners are doing well on this quarantine. And by the way, if you'd like to, you know, share any information or any stories about some experiences you're feeling or having you got going on, freaksatafreakaccident.com. We'd love to hear from you. Just to know that, again, that the world is still out there outside of our homes. But on the show today, we got a decent one lined up here. We've got, and this is the other thing too, that you got to keep in mind, like Lazy E is our producer. He's not able to bring songs and sound effects and things of that nature to the show. So Lazy, this whole quarantine thing is actually affecting our ability to do certain things that we would normally do on the show on top of just being here in person.
Womp, womp, womp. Yeah.
So there we still have sound effects. Technically, we still have sound effects. So there you go. But we've got our first segment is going to be some things to look forward to in April. So hopefully, even despite all of this horrible, horrible nonsense, there's still some light at the end of the tunnel and some things we can get excited about over the next month while we're all still sitting in our houses, because that was Trump's new thing, right? April 30th is what he's extended it to.
Yeah.
That's the word.
So, all right, well, we'll see what's on that list. We'll see if it cheers us up at all. Then we've got a question. Do you eat these foods the way everyone else does? And very important, we've got tips from astronauts on how to self-isolate without going crazy. And those people would know how to do that, and we'll get into that later. Plus, if we have time, there are movie mysteries that allegedly are unanswered that we will provide you with the answers to. All that and more on this episode, this remote episode of A Freak Accident.
Love us, hate us. You can still like us on Facebook.
Gee whiz, that sounds like so much fun.
Facebook.com/A Freak Accident Podcast.
I'd like to point out that this is... this is not an April Fool's joke, I hope. All of these things that we're going to talk about are things that are actually going to happen in April that will hopefully give us a little bit of relief from our horrible, horrible existential nightmare that we're all going through.
Oh.
don't sound so despondent, Kara. She's just like, I know. Imagine that, a whole other month to go of just not doing anything. I'm stoked about it myself. I can't wait. But yeah, these are some things in April that we've got to look forward to that'll hopefully make us feel better about ourselves. So first and foremost, okay, and we were kind of talking about this off the air before the show actually started. experts, so various scientists and doctors, people who get paid big money to get on TV and talk about this sort of thing, think that we will see the number of coronavirus cases start to trend downward later this month.
Hopefully.
Yeah. So the first, the peak, the actual peak is expected in about 2 weeks. And that sounds about right, just because as I had told you guys, I was following some certain data models that were being put together. And I think it's the same data model that Dr. Birx, who's one of Trump's advisors on this whole thing, I think she was using the same model. Mm-hmm. And it predicted a peak in quote unquote hospital usage or resource usage at around April 15th through the 20th. So that's about 2 weeks from now.
Doable, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, and really, at this point, everything has been locked up tight. I can't imagine, like, that there aren't going to be drastic ramifications to staying locked up and keeping businesses shuttered for longer than the next 30 days. I just don't see how that's possible.
No, that's going to be tough, yeah.
I mean, obviously, you know, we can't be reckless, you know, getting back to our lives and things like that, but we can't, I mean, we will not only go crazy, but I think, like, the world will end. And then I worry about things not being delivered, you know, in a timely fashion and things like that, you know, once everything's been shut down that long.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right.
You know, because that's the thing. Like, if there's less money flowing through the economy, you know, it's gonna have an adverse effect on everybody else. But Lazy E, sports are on hold right now. I know you're very upset about that. But
yeah,
WrestleMania, quote unquote, and I'm using a million quotation marks around the word WrestleMania. It is happening, quote unquote, and it is going to be this weekend.
Yeah, it's 2 days and there's no audience and it's weird.
Yeah.
It's just every wrestling event is weird right now.
Well, it is weird, but I mean the weirdest thing to me is the fact that this is WrestleMania, right? And WrestleMania is known for the grandeur that surrounds it. It's known for the spectacle. They fill up stadiums that have tens of thousands, like, you know, 100,000 person stadium, you know, gets filled up for WrestleMania. And now they're doing it in a warehouse somewhere in front of nobody. And not only that, but, you know, come to find out a bunch of their top, like, attractions, a bunch of their top people have pulled out of the event out of fears of getting the virus and things like that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a scary time, especially, you know, you have Roman Reigns who went through leukemia and everything like that. He can't risk that.
Yeah, no, definitely not. And that's the thing, like, I gotta wonder why they're insisting on still going through with it. Like, I don't get, like, and especially now that a lot of these storylines and things don't even get to be paid off, it's just like they're just doing it just to, for the sake of doing it. Like, I don't understand why they're forcing. I mean, I get, like, still doing, you know, taped shows and things like that, but to specifically say, oh no, this is going to be WrestleMania this year and that's that, I don't understand that mentality necessarily.
I'll tell you what, though, I'm going to get the t-shirt. It says, I wasn't there.
That's awesome.
That is great.
Yeah, it is.
And now, Lacey, you can explain to me how this is going to work, too. How exactly is the first round of the NFL draft going to work on April 23rd?
Probably virtually.
Okay. That's also, well, I mean, I guess, like, people aren't really watching the draft. They're probably just looking for the results of it, right?
No, it's a 3-day event on TV. People show up at it.
So there is actually people who watch the draft.
I watch the first day, maybe the second day.
Okay. So, I mean, obviously it's not going to have as much of the pomp and circumstance either. They're going to have, like, when a team drafts somebody, they're going to have to call him up on Skype and have him show up and do his little speech or whatever.
Like this.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
Aww.
Yeah. So, like, do they send the jerseys out ahead of time? So then, like, they hold up their jersey over the Skype call.
They just ask them to hold up an online picture of what their jersey will be like.
Here's an artist's rendition of what this man will look like wearing our uniform. Nope, got coronavirus.
It's just stick figures.
Oh, no.
Also, it says April 15th. I like that it's saying that this is something to look forward to. April 15th won't be that stressful this year since tax day has been pushed back to July 15th.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Did you
kind of mad about it? Because I finished my taxes and got my return already.
Yeah.
The 1 year I could, like, wait.
Yeah, yeah. Me too. That's the thing. Like, last year, I think Hello Nurse and I got it done probably the week before tax day. This year, we were, like, super responsible, did it in February, got our returns already, and now, like, this all happens. It's like, great, so we didn't need to rush, but the year we did, of course, this happens.
So right.
You can blame me. It was my fault because I actually had something, you know, I was on the ball with regard to something, and that then caused the coronavirus to happen.
Yeah. Thanks for not procrastinating. Way to go.
You
yeah.
can, though, look forward to, apparently those stimulus checks are going to be hitting our bank accounts later on this month. Those big, fat $1,200 checks that we're all going to get.
Yeah, you know what? Their whole thing is, oh, people will spend it. Screw you. I'm hoarding that money, and I am going to be having a lot more money in my bank account, baby.
Well, it's not even just that. Like, spend it on what? Everything is closed. I can't go out and spend any money.
Right.
Yeah.
I can't even order stuff off Amazon, because when I do that, they're saying now, like, oh, it could be up to a month before your thing comes in. Like, well, great. Yeah, well, I'm gonna rush out to spend it then. Now, there is apparently a lot of TV to watch, not just streaming, but regular TV. The Modern Family finale is next Wednesday. Does anybody watch that show?
No.
Well, for
no,
the
I do.
Oh, you do, Kara? Okay. So is that,
yeah,
the, is
yeah.
that the series finale or just the season finale?
No, it's the series finale.
Ooh, wow. That's like a big event then. That show's been on for a long time.
Like 9 years or something.
Jeez. Same night. The Who Wants to Be a Millionaire reboot starts.
Yes, I can.
Right. Timmy's excited.
Yeah, Timmy's very excited for he's all about Modern Family and Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. He's into it. But that's interesting. Now, are they going to do that virtually too?
Well, it's already been taped and had celebrities do it.
Oh, okay. All right, fair enough.
Oh, okay.
Then we've got the new Bachelor spinoff. Now, I know Lazy E is a huge fan of The Bachelor.
I'm going to tell you this. I hate that show. I hate everything about it. But the fact that this version, I've seen so many commercials, it's listen to your heart or
right.
something like
yeah.
that. And they sing to each other. And the first one they show on the commercial is horrendous.
So wait,
they sing to each other?
They're trying to get people to fall in love based on their singing capabilities.
Oh, I have no idea how it works. It just seems like a train wreck.
I mean, well, those are the best reality shows to watch, are the ones that are just train wrecks. So okay,
yeah,
I'm here for it. April 13th, and the sixth season of Bosch is going to be on Amazon Prime April 17th.
What's that?
No idea. No clue.
No idea.
I have no idea. Apparently it means something to somebody, though, because it's on this list. And then we've got the Grammy Salute to Prince on April 21st.
Oh, that could be cool.
Yeah, Prince is lucky. He died before all this coronavirus stuff started.
Yeah.
And now now we've got holidays coming up, which obviously Easter, which has pretty much been canceled at this point, is on April 12th. I know, like, my family always does, like, a really big, like, Easter lunch. Like, they do, like, a big get-together Easter afternoon. That ain't happening. You know, all the old people in my family, we're protecting those people. But then also, apparently, tomorrow, that is the day that this podcast comes out, is National Burrito Day.
Oh, yes.
Is Chipotle and Panchero okay. still doing takeout?
And
Chipotle is doing free delivery.
Oh, there you go. And Moses, too, said Mickey.
Yep.
All right. So enjoy your burrito tomorrow, then. That's something. National Beer Day is April 7th. Although, let's be honest, every night has been National Beer Night during this quarantine.
Yeah.
Now,
quarantine rules are like airport rules.
Yeah.
You drink any time of day.
somebody the other day actually said, like, whatever company they worked for, they were on, like, a Zoom meeting, and, like, four of the 12 people who were on the call had open alcohol containers on their desk in front of them. It's like, people are just drinking while working now, and, like, nobody cares. It doesn't matter. Nobody, like Lazy said, nobody's wearing pants. And incidentally, I actually did read a statistic that the sale of pants are way down. Like, shirts are up, coats are up, but nobody's buying pants. I can't imagine why. Passover, April 8th. National Pet Day. You hear that, Timmy? You hear that, Timmy? National Pet Day, April 11th. And Earth Day, April 22nd. So that's good. We'll be able to celebrate Earth right before it ends.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And guys, it kind of doesn't mean that much this year because, you know, everybody's just doing it anyway. But April 16th is Wear Pajamas to Work Day.
Oh,
perfect.
Yeah. So,
the
stars have aligned, the planets are all in sync. Yeah, there he is. Yeah, he was delayed, but he knows about National Pet Day. He's soaked.
I'm muting my microphone if he goes a little too crazy.
He's fine. He wants to be on the show. We should let him. Puppers make everything better, including this abysmal life that we're all living. So there's some things to look forward to in April. I mean, I don't know if that makes it better or not, but I guess time will tell. Nothing.
Worth a shot.
Yeah, worth a shot. All right. the Skype delay is so weird. Up next, we're going to find out, Kara, we're going to find out more about how weird you are by analyzing the way that you eat certain foods. Are you ready?
Guarantee you're going to find something out. Yeah.
Are you ready to feel foolish?
Of course.
All right. It's on next.
A freak accident. As entertaining as a car crash. That may seem morbid, but hey, people love car crashes. Why do you really think NASCAR is so popular?
Make my way to the kitchen. And I say, do we still have some fried chicken? Cause I want to stuff my face with chocolate burgers, fries, and shake.
So, this is basically all of us right now. I can't imagine anybody is watching what they're eating except Kara. She suddenly decided to take the quarantine opportunity to go on a diet. Like
I'm going to come out a beautiful butterfly.
I mean, like, literally, I've been eating like crap. I haven't been able to go to the gym because the gym is closed. So I'm just going to become a fat friggin' lard again after all this is over. Yeah, and Kara's going to be a beautiful butterfly at the end of it.
I'm going to come out an ugly slug.
Now, does it count as metamorphosis if you were an ugly slug going in?
Yeah,
fair. All right. So here's a list from BuzzFeed. We're asking the question, these are eight foods that apparently there is a right and wrong way to eat, or at least there is in terms of, like, in the eyes of society. There's a right way and a wrong way to do this. We're going to see if each of us eats these foods the way everybody else does. And I always enjoy when Kara finds out, like, little hidden secrets about herself that she wasn't aware of before. So this was a survey that was done. Now, when you make a sandwich, what is the best way to cut it? Down the middle or diagonally?
Down the middle.
Diagonal.
So wait, so I heard E say down the middle. I heard Mickey say diagonally, right? That's what you said, Mickey?
Yes.
Okay, Kara, what did you say?
In fours.
So she really has to be the odd one out. I'm going to go with Mickey and say diagonally. And 80% of people agree with us. So Lazy E, you're in the minority. And Kara, you're on another planet.
I don't know. I want the bite size.
I'm not even sure whatever it is that you're doing counts as being a part of humanity at that point. But that's
my favorite
My favorite part of that was, do you cut it diagonally or horizontally? Fours.
I wasn't even sure. I thought she had just blurted out some random word, because I was like, that wasn't an option, whatever it was that she said. But okay, yeah, that's fine. So it cuts it in fours. Yeah, I'm with Mickey, though. Diagonally. Yeah, 80% said diagonal. Now, when you eat pizza, do you eat it flat or do you fold it? So I guess obviously this excludes like Sicilian cut, and we're talking about like original round pie slash triangle cut pizza. So do you eat it flat or fold it, Lazy?
Flat.
Flat, okay. Mickey?
Depends on how much stuff is on it.
Okay, so like what would your qualifier for too much stuff be?
Like three toppings.
Okay, so at that point, would you fold or go flat?
Fold it.
Okay, so you only fold when there's too much baggage.
You got it.
Okay, Kara?
Always flat.
Always flat? Okay. I'm trying to think about how I eat it. I think I usually do like a combination of both. Like I feel like folding is like the way to go when you're only using one hand, because I feel like you have more dexterity over it, you know, more control over it. But I'm going to go with flat too, I guess. 31% of people fold it. So I guess that means all of us technically would be in the majority on that one.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I was waiting for Kara to say she eats it from the back. She starts at the crust and works her way toward the pointy end.
No, sometimes I like push it off the plate slowly into my mouth, though, like bite-sized pieces off the plate.
Oh, okay. Now, nobody here is a freak and eats pizza with a fork and knife, right?
No.
No.
They do that in some European countries.
I was waiting for Kara to say, I eat it in twos.
She just like rips it in half and then shoves one end in and then the other. Yeah, that would make sense at that point. Now, when you eat an apple, do you just bite into the raw apple or do you slice it up?
You bite into the raw apple.
That's what I do.
I do too.
I was waiting for.
Am I just eating the apple or do I get to have peanut butter with it?
Well, I mean, you can't you can't take a knife and peanut butter and smear it over a raw apple. I mean, I guess you could do that if you're a monster, but you'd have to like, cut it up into slices to dip it in the peanut butter, right?
Right.
Okay, so you technically do both, but if it's just an apple, like I tossed you an apple, Mickey, and you didn't have peanut butter in your back pocket, how do you eat the apple?
I just eat the apple.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kara, it isn't like... You don't draw and quarter it and then, like, cut that into 16ths and then, like, pour milk over it and eat it that way?
No, nothing like that.
She turns it into, like, apple cereal.
Regular apple eater.
Apparently 56% of people can't eat an apple without slicing it. They need to slice it up and have it in that manner.
Oh.
Yeah, that's weird. It's too much work. It's way too much. I mean, with an orange, eating an orange is like a process because like you got to peel it and then you got to like pull each little, you know, part off. But like an apple, you just bite it and you just eat it.
Yeah. It
doesn't need to be a process.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, do you put ketchup directly on your fries, Lazy E, or do you put a pile of it on the side and then dip your fries into it?
Oh. Side of the fries, you dip it in.
Okay, so you're a dipper.
Yes.
Okay, Mickey, what about you?
No, don't like ketchup.
Oh, you don't eat ketchup at all?
Nope.
Okay, so assuming it wasn't ketchup, if it was like ranch dressing or something else that you might dip fries into, barbecue sauce maybe, like do you dip your fries in anything?
No.
No, okay, so you just eat your fries totally plain.
Yeah.
You do realize how unhelpful that is for this question, right?
There's a lot of people that eat their stuff plain.
I mean, sure, yeah, maybe. I mean, I usually eat my fries plain too, but when I do have some kind of dip, I usually dip. I don't, like, cover the fries in the stuff. What about you, Kara?
Oh, you're going to hate me.
I eat it at once.
I do. I pick up one fry and I put a line of whatever sauce on the top of the fry and then eat it that way.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
I really do, too. Like that is not me being ridiculous. That is a true statement.
No, that is you being ridiculous. Yeah, you've got like some weird OCD thing going on there that I can't even begin to wrap my head around.
Yep, that's how it happens.
Now let me ask Kara and Mickey, because you know, Kara, you work at the bowling alley. Mickey, you work at the skate park where you guys, I obviously, fries are a big menu item. How many people get them and like ask for ketchup like all over them? Like, does that happen or?
We let them get always, like do it. Go ahead.
I was gonna say we always serve ours on the side.
Okay.
Yeah.
You do the same, Kara?
Yeah.
Well, turns out
we have like a container; they can help themselves.
92% of people do prefer the dip action, so they're going for dip. They're not like just covering it with that stuff like an animal. Now, what is the best brownie? Okay, so like when you have a brownie, you know, obviously it's made in a tray. They cut the different brownie pieces because this, when you're eating a brownie, Kara, obviously you would then cut pieces out of it, you know, not like you would do with a sandwich. But at that point, when you're eating the brownie, what is the best piece? A piece from the middle or a piece like from the corner or edge?
Edge, corner.
Yeah, corner.
I like the middle.
You like the middle. I see. I was going to say edge or corner too, because sometimes if it's baked just right, there's like a little like crispiness and like a little chocolatey crunch to the edges of it. And I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I like it gooey.
Yeah. Well, 50. I'm actually. That's what she said. 57% said corner piece or edge piece. So, I mean, that's almost virtually right down the middle. People, you know, aren't really super, you know, one direction or another on that. Now, this is something. Now, when I and Hello Nurse started our diet, string cheese is one of the things you could still eat when you're on, like, the difficult part of the diet. So I've kind of taken to eating string cheese as a snack. But when you eat string cheese, do you peel it or do you just like bite right into the giant chunk of cheese?
I peel it.
Okay.
Yeah, I peel it.
I bite into it.
See, I usually just bite into it too. Yeah, just take a big old chunk right out of the top. But I do peel it as well. So I'm not sure if my opinion really matters on this one too much because I sort of do both. But 85% of people peel it. So, Mickey... Yeah.
How you're supposed to.
Mickey, when you and I are chomping on it like it's a freaking chicken wing, we're in the minority on that.
Oh, well.
Now, popsicle. When you're eating a popsicle specifically, do you lick it or bite it?
I bite around the outside, the whole outside.
Wait.
Suck on it. Somebody had to say it.
Yeah, well, I'm glad it was you, Mickey, because now I can't get that image out of my head. Now, wait. Kara, you said what? You eat around the sides of it?
Yeah, like the whole outside. So if it's like a vanilla popsicle with like a chocolate crunch outside, I'll eat the entire chocolate crunch outside off and then eat the vanilla ice cream that's in the middle.
Face.
Are you insane?
That's
do
really
you
that's
have
how
dead bodies in your closet.
That's how I eat a Kit Kat too.
You monster!
Wait,
my God!
Wait, the Kit Kat?
You are like Jeffrey Dahmer.
You chew the chocolate off of the Kit Kat and then you eat the wafery inside?
Yeah, I eat the wafers layer by layer, like top to bottom, like the whole layer. And I eat, but first I chew off the whole outside of the chocolate.
You're mental. But you really are mental.
So somebody Kara, else does that.
Kara, follow-up question. Do you skin your victim first, or do you let them scream?
Obviously, she skins them.
Yeah, well, when she eats them, she can't just eat them whole. She's got to, you know, she's got to devour the skin like pasta first.
I got to cut them in fours.
I don't even know if we got it. Did we get an answer to that, Popsicle? Who licks or bites? Does it matter? Mickey said she sucks on it. I just want to move on from this question entirely. I don't even need answers anymore. So this is regards to bagels. Bagels. Do you eat a bagel, a half a bagel at a time, or do you put the two halves together and eat it like a sandwich?
Halves.
Halves.
Yeah, I think I do halves.
Yeah, I do too. You get like the half, you put some cream cheese on it. Like, that's fine. But then, like, yeah, to smush them together, like, to eat a whole bagel with like a cream cheese center, that seems a bit excessive and carby to me. 22% of people go sandwich style, so we are all in the majority on that. But I'm kind of surprised that it's as high as 22%.
Yeah, really? Yeah.
So, I mean, in this conversation, we learned way more about Kara than I think any of us really wanted to. So,
it's all true.
Yeah. I mean, I learned a lot about this group. I learned a lot about myself. And honestly, this quarantine can continue because I'm not sure I could share a room with you guys again after this. This has taken us to some weird places. Up next, we're going to finish out the show. Tips from astronauts on how to not go insane when you're self-isolating. It's not a freak accident.
Follow A Freak Accident on Twitter at A Freak Accident. Ah, crap. I forgot to say Simon Says. There's a star.
He saw we all have coronavirus, so he decided to just skip over our planet.
Smart.
Now, I want to talk about what's currently happening on the show. Mickey is driving and podcasting.
I'm going to go home to dinner.
So, like, wait, no.
That has to be a ticket.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, you know, you're not supposed to talk on your phone. You're not supposed to text. She's podcasting and driving at the same time. That's something totally new.
I'm hands-free.
She's not even using her hands. She just took her hands off the steering wheel to wave them at the camera. You are reckless.
Yes.
Reckless and dangerous. Somebody take her and send her to New York City where she can be amongst her people. Anyway, these are tips from an astronaut. The astronaut specifically is Chris Hadfield. He is a former space station commander who has decided to provide some pointers on how to get through this whole quarantine thing without going crazy. And astronaut Scott Kelly offered some tips as well, because when you think about it, those guys, not only are they quarantined, you know, especially the guys on the space station, you know, they have, like, obviously their coworkers and things like that, but you're very, very far away from humanity. You are very, very far away from, you know, things that you might normally enjoy, like restaurants and movie theaters and things like that. And you're in a confined space, too, on top of all of that.
Oh, yeah. That would be absolute insanity.
Right. So, like, obviously these guys go through very rigorous mental training to prepare themselves for an extended stay in a small little tin can in outer space without going nuts. So, I mean, I would hope that the rest of us, with our Netflix streaming and our regular internet access and things like that, should be able to get along just fine. But even so, these are the tips that they provided to both the Huffington Post and the New York Times. So, number one, they suggested doing your research. Understand the situation that you're in and listen to the experts rather than just being afraid. Because if you're alone and afraid, that leads to bad things.
Well, yeah, that's why all the news stations have that graphic above them, facts, not fear.
Yeah, the one of our local news stations has been doing that, and I've actually found their coverage to be very helpful. They've actually been taking calls from people who watch the news, and they've been investigating the questions individually so that they could provide, like, almost real-time answers on the air. I think that's great.
Yeah.
I mean, here's another thing to think about with these astronauts, too. Like, if an astronaut is in space, you know, I mean, normally, obviously there's not like a huge amount, there's no germs in space, but like if you have like a virus or something that's in you and you get up there, like, and you end up getting sick, like they've got to cordon you off from the rest of the people on the station too. So, I mean, that's like quarantine on top of quarantine. That would drive me insane. But they also recommend don't get too obsessed with the information either, or whatever it is that you're studying. But it is helpful to know the true risks, because that helps you manage your anxiety.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah. So that's
right now the news is everybody's gonna die.
That is not the news. That's what, okay, Mickey says everybody's gonna die, but Mickey isn't what this suggestion would be as a reliable expert. You can't rely on Mickey for that sort of thing. Number two, it says set some goals for yourself. Identify obstacles and attack those goals. Think about what you want to accomplish today, this week, this month. And while there are certain things we can't do right now, it's important to continue like progress and moving forward. So
sure.
He also recommends picking up new hobbies as well.
Yeah, that's kind of like it's kind of like that thing where they say looking forward to a vacation puts you in a better mood and makes you have more endorphins than the actual vacation.
Right,
sometimes,
yeah.
Because it's like you're looking forward to something.
Totally, yeah.
Yeah.
I was just saying that this seems like not just a quarantine thing. This seems like a suicide hotline. Think about what you have to do today, tomorrow, the next day.
I mean, yeah. I don't mean to be morbid or anything, but like for some people who are trapped in this quarantine, you know, it might be triggering a lot of anxiety and potential suicidal thoughts. So if this is what they need to hear, uh-huh. I mean, you know, geez. I mean, I don't know, Lazy, if you saw Jake the Snake, his tweet that he sent out recently. You know, he was talking about how, like, it's difficult when you don't have family or partners or anything. Like, he's all alone in a hotel room somewhere, you know, and he was saying, like, but I'm still sober. I mean, can you imagine being that guy and after everything he's gone through and, like, the anxiety he's probably fighting off right now?
Oh, it's probably horrifying.
Yeah. Number three, it says follow a schedule. If we're in this for the long haul, and obviously knowing that we have at least a month to go before any restrictions start getting lifted, you don't want to drift through each day without a plan. Having some structure helps. And
I'm hearing that from a lot of our kids and the parents.
Yeah.
Like, the parents are, you know, not sure what to do with their kids right now because they're not home, but they're finding that, like, the kids are sleeping really late in the day, getting up and, like, staying up overnight, and it's just messing everything up, and now, like, nobody wants to do anything.
Yeah. Yeah, that was something that I had to deal with, definitely, and I started getting into that habit and, like, slowly broke it, although today I slept until 8 o'clock, but, like, I kept trying to get up still at, like, 5:30, which is normally when I get up in the morning. Because that's the thing. Yeah. Once you fall into like that lull, it's very, very difficult to dig yourself out of it. Number four, pace yourself. Don't try to do too much each day or you will get burnt out. Now, that's a good piece of advice because even things that you enjoy doing, like if you're just picking up a new hobby or playing a video game or something like that, like if you really go all in for it and do nothing but that, you will get tired of it quick. That's just human nature.
Well, that's something I had to learn about working from home.
Yeah.
Is that I had to let I get a break.
Yep.
I make sure I take the break. I make sure once my work's done, I'm done.
Yeah.
Don't try to overdo it.
Well, especially for you, too, because, I mean, that's something, you know, working in radio isn't exactly a cakewalk that some people might think it is. You know, I mean, Lazy, how many late nights were you and I stuck there, you know, dealing with commercials that came in late and everything else? And that's really easy to fall into that, you know, like, oh, well, you know, I could just do it. And then before you realize it, it's friggin' 10:30 at night and you're still working when you should have stopped 4 hours ago.
Yep, exactly.
Number five, and this is one that I've been, I mean, it's difficult up here in the Northeast because it isn't always the best weather, but get outside if you can. Obviously, they can't do it in outer space. The astronauts acknowledge that. I mean, you can suit up and go on a spacewalk, but that's also freaking horrifying. But they say that is the one thing in space that they do miss the most. It does mention if you can't go outside, at least crack a window or try and get some fresh air.
Me and Proofreader, we've been trying to do 20-minute walks every day.
Smart.
Yep.
And you know what? That helps, too, with the thing about being stuck at home is you get really sedentary. That was the other day. Yeah. I ended up sitting down, and I must not have gotten up for an extended period of time. Like, I lost track of time. Like, I got up and I was like, oh God, my hips, like, I can barely move. So, like, at least if you're getting up, going outside, going for walks, you're still exercising yourself. You're not sedentary. You won't get blood clots and die, you know, of something that isn't coronavirus. They also recommend keeping a journal, because NASA has actually been studying the effects of self-isolation for decades, for obvious reasons. They found this is actually one of the best ways to stop cabin fever, is to actually, write in a journal, log your experiences.
I started writing the one time, and then I just started seeing that there was just repeated words, red rum, red rum, yeah, red rum, red rum.
All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. Mickey, do you journal at all?
I used to when I was a kid. I don't now. I think my journaling has now become running the business.
Yeah, sure,
so I just
fair enough.
Continue to write down ideas.
Well, you're writing down ideas, and you're also, like, you know, managing your balance sheet and everything else. You're keeping track of expenditures. That might as well be journaling at that point.
Yeah, pretty much.
Kara, what about you? You a journaling type?
Yeah, no, I used to do the journal diary thing when I was younger, and I don't now, but...
Well,
I mean... Unless, social media, I post stuff on there, and that could kind of be considered almost like journaling, like feelings and thoughts and all that kind
of
stuff.
You gotta think of it this way. I mean, Mickey says we're all gonna die, so somebody, you know, some passing alien visitor is going to need to, figure out what happened, so if we're documenting our final days here, that'd be helpful to them.
Yeah.
Somebody suggested actually writing, like, Lazy E, increasingly cryptic notes about yourself around and leaving them in different places around the house. So it's like Resident Evil when, like, you're finding the notes from the scientists that were slowly killed by the zombie plague.
Oh my God.
Finally, his last suggestion here, take time to connect with your loved ones. Video calls. Hello, guys. With friends and family are huge for astronauts. So take advantage of it and appreciate how lucky you are that it's even possible to connect with each other in such ways. And he's right. That's a good point.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you really think about it, this happened back in the 90s. That sense of connecting is so much harder.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. And then, I mean, you got to figure, too, I've already... Like, since I've been isolated, you know, you're sitting around sometimes just alone with your thoughts. Like, I actually have touched base with a couple of people that I know who, like, I haven't bothered to, you know, be as in contact with them when you're just working and you're constantly going and this and that. And it's like, I actually felt like, oh, yeah, like, you know, there are people that I can reconnect with right now, you know, and even make plans to do things with once this is all over. And that kind of comes back to the whole setting goals and having things to look forward to aspect of it, too.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So what do you guys think about this? Would you add anything to this advice?
Oh, geez. They were pretty spot on.
Mickey, you're an expert on staying the heck away from people. What would you tell the listeners?
I mean, I think the big thing is keeping a schedule and just making sure that you're, you know, making some sort of a goal for yourself, which, I mean, realistically, you should be doing in your everyday life, quarantine or no quarantine.
Yeah. Mickey needs help with her foam project up at the bike park. So as long as you stay 6 feet away from her, you can volunteer to assist in making the Easter cave.
Easter cave. You gotta be cool, man.
Yeah. Well, that wraps up this episode of the show. We're not gonna have time to get to the movie mysteries, but we will push that to next week. Next week, we will also ask this question, which I think is really, really interesting. We'll post it on our Facebook, too, so you can weigh in on it. We'll do a little listener active with it. But the question is, would you give up the internet forever for $1 million? And that's like that takes on an extra special meaning now that we know that quarantines and things like this are actually possible.
Yeah.
It's like would you shut yourself off from that possibility for $1 million? So think about that. Like us on Facebook, and you'll be able to weigh in when we post that question throughout the week. And then we'll be back with another brand new episode on the show next week. Real quick, just to run through everything, our website is afreakaccident.com. That's the letter A, freakaccident.com. You can visit the shop section. You can find out more about how to get your very own A Freak Accident t-shirt for only $19.99 plus $3.99 shipping. So it's incredibly affordable, which is extra important now that we're all waiting on our big $1,200 stimulus checks. There's also a form there to fill out to request free stickers that we will send to you at no cost to you. All you got to do is ask. The podcast section has every show that we've ever done. So, I mean, if you're looking for something to pass the time, there's more than 200 episodes of A Freak Accident content to binge on to help you get through this quarantine. We also have our Connect page as well, which has links to everywhere you can find us on social media. So come keep us company while we're all locked up together. And then, of course, iTunes, Google Play, Spreaker, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spotify, wherever it is that you get your podcast from, subscribe to our show, leave us a good review. Every good review that we get helps us climb higher in the podcast rankings. And obviously, as Mickey always says, what's your bit of advice to everybody, Mickey?
I don't remember.
I should have known. I should have known. Normally she says, share us with your friends. So yeah, tell people about the show, and then we'll be back again next week with another social distancing edition of A Freak Accident. So guys, thanks for being on the call, and I look forward to hearing from you guys soon. Stay safe, stay healthy. For A Freak Accident, I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy.
I'm Kara.
Mickey, and we're reminding you,
you might think you have it all figured out
until a freak accident happens.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. You're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes. A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production. All rights reserved. Intro music is licensed under Creative Commons BY-NC-ND 3.0. Thunder Rock, performed by Magic Studio. Thanks for listening.